This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, Daryl and Hanif, with you on Pulse. Before the break, we were talking about the decline of pop music. I've been asking you on the program, what do you think pop music would sound like in 10 years? You can tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right, now it's time for a segment we like to call...
Woodstock is a legendary name when it comes to music festivals. Of course, the classic one is the 1969 version. There was supposed to be a Woodstock 50 last year, but that one dramatically fell apart before anything could happen. Mm-hmm. In between that, there's also Woodstock 1999, a music festival that descended into chaos while in progress, with a lot of violence and unruliness taking place, including allegations of widespread sexual assault. Now, if some of us want to find out the truth and behind-the-scenes stories of what happened during that music festival, you can now watch it. You can watch it in a documentary. Netflix is reportedly developing a docu-series on Woodstock 1999 that will reportedly feature previously unseen footage and interviews, and will delve deep into the culture that created Woodstock 1999. Mm. The documentary will be produced by Raw and BBH Entertainment, so be on the lookout for that if you're into music documentaries, specifically on Woodstock.
Yeah, I think that year itself... I'm quite excited for this release, because you get to see, you know, the chaos that went behind it. And I think Limp Bizkit was supposed to they performed that year. Red Hot Chili Peppers
performed as well.
Rage Against the Machine. I'm sure they will have interviews with them. So yeah, second story for this segment is on DJ Eric Morillo, who was best known for his 1993 house anthem "I Like to Move It." He has been found dead in his home in Florida. His tune became a retro hit again after a remix was featured in the 2005 animated film Madagascar. Miami Beach police officers found the 49-year-old after responding to a 911 call, with the cause of death not yet revealed. Morillo was due in court this week over a rape allegation, which he has denied. He was then freed on a $25,000 bill, and the next hearing was scheduled for Friday. So this is a developing story, and we might revisit it in the future.
By the way, we've talked a lot about Twitch and its growing role in the music industry, especially in helping musicians stream their live performances on the platform. While Twitch is growing, its accessibility among music fans might still not be as high. Recognizing this, Amazon, who owns Twitch, has decided to link it up with Amazon Music. So now you can watch live performances of your favorite musicians on Amazon Music straight from the app without downloading the Twitch app. This will allow musicians to reach fans that are perhaps not on Twitch. And while I know that Amazon Music may not be as popular as all the other giants, it's cool to see whether this will be a next step in progression, especially in terms of not only multi-platform integration, but also multifunctional apps, kind of like a super app. So like Amazon Music might potentially be, you know, an app where you can not only listen to music but also watch videos.
Interesting.
Interact with musicians as well, right?
Yeah. Another new player in the music streaming game. Mm. And also BTS. K-pop idols BTS new video for Dynamite set a new YouTube record for views in the first 24 hours of release. YouTube's 24-hour views metric, of course, has become the yardstick in the music business for bragging rights and promotion, mostly bragging rights. But with the BTS army out in full force, according to YouTube's public views counter, the Dynamite video had 98.3 million views in 24 hours after it went live on Friday, taking the record from Blackpink's How You Like That, which 2 months ago racked up an official tally of 86.3 million views in the first 24 hours. K-pop fans, Gotta give it to you guys. All 98.3 million of you.
98.3. I'm speechless.
Speechless indeed. We're about to get out of here, but a couple more tunes before we do so. Next one comes from American hip-hop group Clipping.
Yeah, this is a tune that caught me off guard and I love it. This is, as Daryl said, Clipping with Say the Name right here on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.